Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So nowadays you can listen to like a radio show like ours, for example, on an app. Gone are the days where you have to carry on like a transistor radio, right? So we have the SPH radio app and it's on a lot of people's mobile phones. I think most people listen through that app.
Yeah, that's right. If they're not driving in their cars or something like that. And I'm certain that considering that 80% of internet users own a smartphone, more and more of this is happening. And marketers and consumers are very much engaging with this mobile experience.
So a lot of digital marketers in particular are excited to run mobile campaigns because they know that mobile users are motivated buyers. According to Salesforce, 68% of companies have integrated mobile marketing into their overall marketing strategy.
So the earlier you start reaching out to them and solving their problems, the more results you will get in your business. But according to a survey published by Sitecore and Vance & Bourne, it was discovered that not all brands are prepared to market via this channel.
Good one. In a survey of 450 brand marketers, about 97% said they believe a good mobile experience impacts customer loyalty. But then you've got 41% saying that they have no mobile marketing strategy or they've yet to implement some kind of an existing plan.
Yeah, I have had cases where I've been attracted by an ad online, but then when it actually comes to my experience engaging with the brand, I've just given up.
Complete 180.
Yes. Oh, just because the experience wasn't well curated. Anyway, so the question becomes, how can a company get their mobile marketing strategy right? And what does the future of mobile marketing look like, especially with these uncertain times we're in right now?
Let's find out from Sean Bonham, who is Asia Pacific lead at Adjust. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Great to talk to you.
Understand you're based in Tokyo right now. How's the situation over there? How are things?
Yeah, luckily, I think gradually getting back to normal now.
All right, that's positive.
That is positive. And I hope that you managed to hold the line on that. but let's talk about mobile marketing. And Adjust apparently is an industry leader in mobile measurement and fraud prevention. You provide high-quality analytics, measurement, that kind of thing. And basically, you help people make smarter decisions about mobile marketing. So to start things off, I think it would be great if you could give us an even better idea of what mobile marketing is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Adjust, as you mentioned, is a global marketing platform, and we're really all about helping mobile marketers to make smarter, faster marketing decisions. So basically, our technology helps mobile marketers to better understand sort of the entire user journey. So for instance, which marketing channel a user arrived at their app from, so how the user interacts with the app, and how the behaviors and patterns of these users perhaps, you know, compares with different types of users from different channels. So as an example, a mobile marketer could, you know, link a user to the ad they interacted with initially before they installed the app, then measure the performance of these campaigns across many different channels, such as Facebook, Google, all different types of social media platforms. So we really like to say we give marketers the insights they need to build and market some of the most successful apps in the world.
Mobile marketing has existed. Roughly how long has mobile marketing existed? Before you continue, I do apologize.
So mobile marketing has really, I think, existed since the birth of the smartphone. So it's really been, I think, the most effective way to get users to understand which apps are out there.
And it's just about getting people to understand apps, or, I mean, I think what would be really useful here is, so you just talked about social media there, and there is obviously an ad stream that you can get through and you can market through social media. But then I think some of my engagement with ads has been when I've been playing a game, for example. Does that fall under the umbrella of the kind of things you cover?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's all different types of channels, for instance, that mobile marketers use to interact with their customers. So for instance, Google search ads. So when you're typing something in, you might see an ad related to apps inside of an app itself. So in the middle of a game, between levels, you might see an ad. So all of these are basically different channels. And what's really important is for marketers to understand the efficacy, or so which of these channels are most effective at getting new users and in sort of exposing them to the brand.
Sean, I'm curious. Mobile marketing has existed for a while. You've painted a great context for us. Talk to us a little bit about mobile marketing pre-COVID to COVID days. I mean, how much has it evolved and how much has it increased? How many more companies are taking it up now, you know, that we are in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think mobile industry and mobile marketing in general has been on a huge uptrend for the past 5 years. But, you know, I think the current situation with COVID-19 and the lockdowns has really just accelerated that trend. So I can share some specific examples from you. So for instance, compared to last year, we've seen a huge spike in mobile usage from the end of last year up until today, as sort of a lot of the lockdowns came into play. So for instance, in business, food and drink, health and fitness, and gaming, the number of sessions and installs has increased tremendously. For instance, investment apps, sessions up 88% from last year, health and fitness 67%, and in gaming, for instance, China 300% more sessions, and in Korea 150% compared to last year. So what I think we're really seeing is that, you know, people always interacted with apps, but now I think they've really become an integral part of people's lives, you know, to perform daily tasks and not just sort of pass the time.
Yeah, that's incredible. Those stats are amazing. Given that those stats are what they are, what would you say to a business right now or a business that had to pivot during the pandemic about accessing the best channels? What I'm thinking of, for example, is particularly the food and beverage industry here in Singapore. And that was an industry that experienced firsthand how you had to very quickly change the way that you engaged your customers because they couldn't come in anymore. What, for example, in that scenario, would you advise a client if they were an F&B client?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah, I would probably first understand, you know, where your users are coming from. So for instance, you know, are they looking for lunch, or are they looking for breakfast? Are they, are they maybe college students? Are they professionals? So you can understand, better tailor your menu towards them so you can better tailor, you know, your offerings to what you think that user segment might enjoy. And that's the nice thing about mobile advertising is you can get a lot of information about who your consumers are. So then you can then, you know, tailor your brand, tailor your menu, et cetera, towards them.
Sean, I'm very curious on that note, right? Like, what is the scene like between different countries, especially if you're looking at the Asia-Pacific region? Say, you know, who's the highest consumer of mobile marketing in this part of the world?
You mean on a country basis?
On a country basis, yeah. Any indication of roughly which are the top five in that you've noticed?
Yeah, so I mean, in terms of penetration, I would say, I mean, Korea is certainly the highest in terms of your mobile smartphone penetration, around, I think, 95%. In terms of actual spending, definitely, I'd say Japan, Korea, China, Singapore are some of the highest on sort of an aggregate level. In terms of highest growth regions, for sure, I think Indonesia is definitely one of the fastest growing.
What are the popular sectors where mobile marketing is concerned? I mean, you mentioned Japan has highest spend, for example. What are people spending on? Is it food or clothes? I can only think of these two.
So I think mobile spending, you know, can encompasses a lot of different areas. So, I mean, as you said, there's food, there's clothing. Obviously, there's investment apps, there's banking, there's fintech, there's purchasing, you know, coins. I mean, the gaming industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry as well. So I think really, you know, anything that people might spend money on, they can now do through an app. So it's really expanded much beyond the e-commerce.
Yeah, this is very true. But of course, we have to talk about privacy because this has been one of the challenges, right? Increasingly, users don't want to be tracked and they think that this is what is happening when they're engaging with any website and particularly with any kind of marketing. And increasingly, people are getting swamped with advertising. Mm. So how do you get around some of this feedback that the industry is getting?
Well, I think when people feel most, let's say, bothered by advertising, it's when the advertising is not relevant to them. Like, I've had many examples where, you know, I actually enjoyed having advertising. So I learned about a television show and an interesting product or maybe an app, you know, that can help you, for instance, say, do meditation if you're stressed or, you know, allows you to perform banking remotely without having to go to the bank teller. So I think it's really about relevance. And having tools like Adjust that allow you to really understand your users and sort of where they're coming from and their tendencies within the app allows you to make that marketing more relevant. And I think reduces the tendency of people to feel overwhelmed by marketing.
But speaking of overwhelm, and I've noticed this increasingly, particularly on news websites that I'm accessing online, they're becoming increasingly clouded by marketing, advertising. You're trying to read a story, but that story will be broken up into four or five parts because there's a huge ad that's blocking your view. You know, don't you think that there's a point at which, you know, the feedback will come back just saying, okay, this is just getting to the point of overwhelm?
Yeah, that could possibly happen. I mean, I think there's certainly a feedback loop in the sense that, you know, if there's too much marketing, I think the efficiency and like the ROI of those ads themselves will eventually decrease. I think that'll tell the marketing industry that maybe they need to tone them down or possibly, you know, really just focus on more relevant users.
Yeah. The line I hate most is story continues after ad. Then you scroll.
Yeah.
But Sean, I mean, I want to talk a little bit about Adjust as we slowly start to wrap up. You guys were expanding your team to push their mobile marketing sales goals for this year. Then, of course, we had COVID-19. What kind of impact did it have on Adjust's plans for the year?
Yeah, I think COVID-19 has not had a massive impact on our growth plans. So definitely, I mean, as I think everyone has noticed, the mobile app marketing system has actually been quite resilient and been growing tremendously this past year. So yeah, we've been continuing to expand. So we're at about 8 offices throughout Asia, over 100 employees in the region. So yeah, we're just continuing our growth plan this year.
I suppose that means 2021 is looking positive for you then.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some new products coming out, automation, et cetera. And we're really looking forward to working more with our customers.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us this morning. We've been chatting with Sean Bonham, who is Asia Pacific Lead at Adjust. Sean, thank you. Take care and stay safe.
All right. Thank you. It was great talking with you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.